worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
Hello and welcome to A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco. Our website is afreakaccident.com. And our email address, if you'd like to reach out to the podcast for any reason, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Normally, we would be here for a new episode, but it being the holiday week, this is one of our patented, world-famous, best-of episodes of A Freak Accident. We're still excited for it. We hope that you are spending your Thanksgiving holiday and subsequent Black Friday and then the weekend after safely. We are all, of course, the reason we're not here recording a new episode this week is because we are all busy indulging in the holiday with our friends, with our family. In my case, it's because I am recovering from a COVID infection. Yeah, got COVID after three-ish years, right? That's about how long it's been going on at this point, right? Yeah, finally got the disease. I'll save like the broader details of it for when we're actually recording a new episode. I'll kind of recap everything that's gone on, but suffice it to say, right now I'm doing just fine, and I should be right as rain within another day or two of me actually recording this. But we can't let Thanksgiving go by, or you know, a week go by, frankly, where we're not tending to your needs. And we know you need us. That's why we're here. The best mistake ever made, unfortunately for you. But we have this episode here for you. It's what these best ofs do is we grab some of our favorite segments from previous episodes and we lay them all out for you. So it's like a random sampling or like a taste test, as it were. I know Kara really likes when we call it the taste test. Or it's like a beer flight of different segments from A Freak Accident. This one is we're keeping it from earlier this year, so it's a bunch of random cool stuff that we talked about and some goofery from around 2022. I intro each segment, tell you a little bit what was going on, and the big thing is I also give you the date stamp, or rather the date of the episode that the segment is from. So then if you want to go back, listen to more of that entire episode that we pulled these segments from, you have the ability to do that by visiting our website, which is, again, afreakaccident.com. Just click on podcast. So I could belabor the point, and we could drag this out, or we can get right into it. So let's do that. But first, got to remind you that A Freak Accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you will ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody. With three delicious and unique flavors available now, root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer. And I believe their pumpkin root beer is still available as well. That was a unique, interesting thing. Parlor's always dabbling in new experiments, bringing new concoctions to bear, as it were, for you to be able to try. I know they have some other stuff in the works as well that I am not at liberty to talk about, but if you keep listening to this show, we'll be cluing you in on those, giving you little tips, little hints, and we'll be letting you know first when you can try all the exciting new products that Parlor comes out with, and they're always up to something, so it's good to keep track of these things. Whatever you're doing right now, though, you need to stop it. I don't care that you got the turkey in the oven. Go to drinkparlor.com and order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of this show, A Freak Accident, can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com. Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer. Now on to the best of A Freak Accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
This first segment was a weird one. This is from back in February of this year. The episode date was February 3rd. We talked about, this is one of the episodes that I think Kara wasn't there for. I know, shocking. But Lazy E, Mickey, and myself discussed this weirdo. And I guess this has gone viral a couple times on the internet over the past year. The question was, it was specifically directed to ladies. Would you be with a guy whose sleeping arrangement looked like this? Let's just say this guy's way of doing things is weird. I'm not proud to share a species with this man, but you can give us your feedback as well. As always, freaks@afreakaccident.com. But this is it from February 3rd, 2022. The guy with the weirdest sleeping arrangement ever on the Best of a Freak Accident.
Take a look at me. Baby, I can't sleep.
Well, Mickey, it's time to put on your lady hat.
You're going to say lady parts.
I could. I don't want to.
Well, it's
though.
Too late.
It is too late. But this is the question, okay? I don't know why this is specifically being targeted at females. I mean, the subject matter, it is the focus is on a guy. It's a guy who does this. But, I mean, I guess anybody would be capable of this.
It's true.
So I guess really it doesn't necessarily have to come down to ladies, right? It could be directed, guys, would you be with a lady that did this?
I just think guys are more capable of doing this than ladies.
Okay. Well, this is, it started on TikTok, okay. like most things tend to.
So Kara found this.
I assume she did. Where did we get this from?
TikTok.
All right. So this is, there's a story that it's going viral right now on TikTok about a woman who stayed overnight at her boyfriend's house for the very first time.
Okay.
Ooh.
They're both in their mid-20s. They, I guess, haven't been dating that long. But the first time she saw his bedroom, he didn't have a bed in it. Okay? Instead, he had a huge pile of clothes on the floor, which he called his nest.
Interesting.
And he expected her to sleep there with him on top of his giant laundry pile.
What are they, cats? Because my cats do that when I have laundry that I prepare.
Yeah, cats, dogs do it.
Cats always manage to find the most comfortable spot to sit in, though.
This is true.
So you got to wonder now.
Unless
right?
It's a box, which I don't think is very comfy.
No.
Yeah, that's just a weird thing that they do, right? I mean, then again, though, you ever see a really good box? You're like, man, I want to get in that.
Well, when we were younger, that's what we did.
Yeah. So cats are just like human children, really. But that's, yeah, so she actually gave it a shot. She tried
good
sleeping
for
with
her.
Him. Yeah, she ultimately elected to sleep on the couch. But people have questions.
Yeah.
You know, like why? Like, why is one? Why did he think it was okay? Also, were the clothes clean or dirty?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
It is a very fair question. The answer to that apparently is a little of both.
Ooh!
So what is this? He did half of his laundry, half of the dirty stuff was on the floor. He didn't feel like folding it, so he just dumped it on the floor.
I assume so. He says he doesn't actually wear the clothes. They are just, quote, nesting material.
Okay. That's a lot of laundry to have to do.
Why would you pick, though, like, pants and shirts? Why wouldn't you just get, like, a bunch of, like, bed
just
sheets?
Get a mattress.
Or
a bed.
Yeah, a bed, you know, with four posts on it and a pillow, maybe. That's pretty good nesting material, too, one might argue.
It sounds like a bird. They go get materials, make their nest, and then he goes to sleep.
Kind of, yeah.
But also, he also mentions he never washes them. So, yes, they are, in fact, dirty then.
Well, yeah. I mean, even if they were clean to start, they're not anymore.
Right, because you wash your bed sheets.
Right, you're supposed to. Yeah. let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just fills up with your skin tags and your sweat and your drool. And other essences that get on these things. He was angry the next morning that she didn't like his nest. He got upset about this?
Why don't you like my pile of clothes?
Now, wait a minute. In what universe does this guy think that this is something that is normal and should be readily accepted? You're the outlier, sir.
This is something we got to look at this girl and give her an award. The fact that she tried it.
Sure.
She gave it a shot. She should have broke up with him on the spot.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, I would prefer, honestly, at that point, someone who just sleeps on the floor.
Yeah.
Rather than someone who's like a weird, freakish, half birdman type thing like
now,
this
guy. Now,
with
the pile of clothing, were there pillows involved?
No.
It does
so
not
it's
say
just a
here.
Pile of clothes.
It's just a pile of clothes. Yeah, he curls up in his nest of clothes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever, Mickey, had to sleep somewhere where you didn't have access to a bed?
Oh, plenty of times.
Okay, so, like, what was the situation? And I'm not talking about, like, oh, you just, like, curled up on the back seat of your car or something like that. I mean, like, were you ever had to, like, go into a room and you're like, I need to sleep in here, but there's nowhere to sleep. Like, there's no couch, there's no chair, there's like, the floor. And have you ever had to do something like that? Like, in,
probably, like, 4 times helping friends move
okay.
where we didn't get any of the furniture. We, you know, a part of the shipment came in and the rest of it did not. So, you know, what do? Do you go grab a hotel room or do you save yourself a few bucks and just, you know, throw your coat on the floor and use it as a pillow?
So that's what you ended up doing?
Yeah.
And it was, I would assume, not comfortable.
I can pull up a rock and sleep on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those people.
All right, you could sleep literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Standing up, sitting down.
Exactly.
Driving on a ladder. Like you
I try not to do that, but yeah.
She fell asleep in the ventilation shafts at the bike park the one time. It was a whole thing. Everything stunk like Mickey for days.
Is that asbestos? No, it's just Mickey.
But that's okay. What about like when you were doing movies? Like, was there ever like a really long shoot or something?
Definitely
where you
had
like...
to pull up a rock a couple times on those.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
So you've slept on rocks.
Yeah.
You've probably
it's
like,
happened.
Maybe like curled up with a duffel bag or a backpack or something and used that as a...
I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of the times I had my vehicle with me. So like, and you know, back then I had like the hatchback. So I was at least able to like open the back and sleep in the back. But there were definitely times where like you would get to a shoot, you'd park your car miles away from where you were shooting, have to lug all the equipment down, and by the time you actually got a chance to take a nap, it was like, do I walk the 3 miles back to the vehicle, or do I just pull up a tree?
Yeah, where's the nearest creek so I can just drown myself in it?
But the question is, would you be with a guy that is just foregoing a bed and has a nest of clothes?
I guess that would be a conversation. It would be, I mean, if they want to sleep like that and I don't find it comfortable, if there's a compromise, like sleeping on the couch, I might be okay with it. It would depend on the situation.
He at least straight up confronted her and said she'd have to accept his nesting situation if they ever wanted to move in together.
Not a chance.
I mean, I could be accepting of it as long as I don't have to partake in it.
Right, as long as they're not forcing you to be a part
right.
of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have never been with Proofreader if that was the case. I'm saying it straight out. If somebody says that, that's weird.
It is like, weird.
That's beyond understandably weird. Because you have a choice. There are things called beds. They're not new.
Yeah, they're made specifically for this purpose,
and
actually.
And they've been around for quite some time. So it's not like, do I want to get the newfangled contraption? No, it's a bed.
I mean, obviously, there were probably times in human history where we just piled sticks and hay or whatever and laid on it. But that evolved into bedding.
Yeah, there was a time when there wasn't toilet paper, too. But guess what?
We're advanced now.
Yeah, we live with luxury.
This is the future.
Yeah. I could never, not a chance in the world, because that person's a lazy sack.
My question is this, right? So, like, where do you, like... do the deed. I mean, obviously you have like a couch or whatever, but it's like, you know, there are obviously like times in intimacy where like you spice it up by doing it in another room or in a place that you wouldn't normally do it, but like that spice goes away when like that's all you have because a bed does not exist anywhere in this facility.
Yeah, it's a nest and it's a dirty nest.
I wonder if it now here's a question. If you were allowed to have a bed, like, would he be completely opposed to like coming to your bed for, you know, recreational activity? Or,
but it sounds weird.
Is he just super anti-bed for some reason? Like, I don't understand.
That's where the confusion and the weirdness is the fact that it sounds like if he wanted to do the deed in a bed, but it sounds like he'd go right back to his nest.
Possibly.
Like afterwards.
Yeah, no, come frolic in my nest with me. No, that's gross. You never wash that thing.
It's gross, and even if he did wash it, it's weird.
It is weird. I mean, I think the bigger problem for me is the fact that it is not washed.
Yeah.
He never washes any of those clothes.
I have a problem with both. That's a psychological disorder.
Furthermore, again, like, why are you buying clothes
just to sleep in
to
them?
Sleep on? If you're against bed, fine. Buy a bunch of sheets and pile them up and sleep in that. Why do you have jeans in there? Why do you got lederhosen that you're sleeping on? It doesn't make any sense.
Or just buy a bed. For the love of God, what is so wrong with that? Some things are norms.
Right.
They're social norms. You get a bed.
Yeah, you also don't pee in the shower, but we know you're a huge proponent of that.
There is arguments for that and against that.
There may be an argument for a nest. You don't know.
There is not an argument for a nest.
Maybe this man believes he can fly.
Well, go ahead and jump.
He believes he can touch the sky. He thinks about it night and day. He's going to spread his wings and fly away.
He believes he could fly. He believes he could fly.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
I'm never done.
Very neat transition going into that song after talking about me peeing in the shower, but okay.
It all ties together. The golden loops, they just close. So You're not for sleeping in the nest, though, Mickey.
I don't think so.
So you'd be okay with it as long as they minded their own business and let you mind yours.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I might be too freaked out by how weird you are doing this. I'm not sure. Like, I'd be suspect after that, right? Anything that we may or may not have in common, I have to think about, right? Because, like, you'd never know.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe those DVDs that you own, you know, maybe you sit on them rather than watching them. I don't know.
What do you do with a TV? Use it as a dinner table?
Yeah. You eat plates and you wash food and then just throw it away without actually. It's, you know, who knows what this person's capable of? Everything's wrong.
Down is up.
Everything's wrong, though. It's all slightly askew.
Yeah.
Everything is wrong a little bit to the left.
The best of a freak accident. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
As the best of A Freak Accident continues, this next one was also, it put us all in a sour mood after the segment was over. We thought it was going to be like a little, you know, cutesy behind the scenes thing. Oh, you know, kid actors and kids movies, like, what are the things you don't know? But it got dark. It got dark really, really quick. Morbid. Absolutely grotesque in some instances. Behind the scenes secrets about kids movies and kid actors from May 26th, 2022.
The movie was Black Sheep.
She finally answered it.
We got it. We figured it out.
Thanks to the audience.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
So, we haven't done a movie, actual like a movie review in a long time. That just dawned on me.
Have any movies actually come out?
I saw The Northman. That was very good.
Didn't even know? Nope.
Nope.
Very good. Anyway, so here we go. We got some morbid behind-the-scenes secrets about kids' movies and actors as well.
Actors.
Right, that's the Roaz.
We're fans. Yeah, we're fans.
Actor,
fancy.
Yeah.
Actor.
Number six is in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Don't tell us. I know it. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Jeopardy champion Kara over here. So The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy falls asleep at one point in the movie, right? The snow that wakes them up was 100% asbestos.
Yep.
Good Lord. No wonder they didn't have long lifespans.
There were no rules back in the elder days, man. Yeah,
they were
all dancing around in it.
Yeah, they were
tasting it. I was lifting up my tongue. Yummy.
Yeah, Coca-Cola had cocaine in it, which sounds awesome. I still say put it back in.
I have a feeling that would cause some problems.
Elon Musk suggested he's going to buy Coke and put the cocaine back in it. I mean, I'm here for it. Let's make that happen. Mickey, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Cocaine infused.
Don't they still do the Mexican Coke? Isn't it still made with cocaine?
Cane yeah, sugar.
It can't be made with cocaine.
You can't put cocaine.
I love the fact that Mickey believed that the Mexican Coke was made with cocaine.
El Chapo makes it.
That definitely would not shock me.
Yeah, no, it's just real sugar that they make it with. They don't make it with cocaine.
No, yeah, they make cane sugar, not cocaine.
Understandable why she was so confused. Very close.
Nope.
Number five, Bobby Driscoll, who voiced Peter Pan in Disney's Peter Pan, was found dead in an abandoned building at the age of 31.
Ew.
He never got older.
Oh my God. I mean, technically he didn't. He never got older than 31. Apparently he became a hardcore drug addict later in his life.
Oh my God.
That's very sad.
Jeez.
And you were laughing.
Happy day for Peter Pan. Good Lord. I can't watch that movie again. Not that I was going to, but
he used to just call it fairy dust. It made him feel better. Number four, Alfalfa from the Little Rascals.
Oh, great.
Am I ruining a childhood classic of yours?
Go ahead. Tell us all the bad things of the movie.
Why are you so mad?
Because I'm sad about it.
He had
the hair
sticking up,
and
right?
It's like cute to be like, oh, you look like Alfalfa, and now it's not going to be cute anymore. Go ahead.
Mickey with the unicorn horn kind of
looks
like Alfalfa.
Yeah.
So he was shot and killed over a dispute about $50.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
That one got really bad.
Yeah.
He was 31 years old. I'm noticing a pattern
what?
Here.
Yeah.
So instead of 28, it's now 31 or 27.
27. Yeah.
What was that? That was the musician one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the musicians died before they were 27. Mert, how old are you?
36.
He's
safe.
Obviously not a musician then.
Oh, that was a setup.
So yeah, he over $50. He got shot and killed. Just let it go, man.
$50.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a couple tanks of gas back then. By today's standards, it's one tank of gas.
Not
was it Spanky the Chub?
What's wrong with you?
In the original script for the Santa Claus,
he was shot.
Santa falls off the roof because Tim Allen
31.
Shoots him.
Yeah, at 31 years old.
Literally, that's what it was. Tim
oh
Allen.
Oh my God!
In
what?
The original script, Tim Allen shoots Santa off of the roof. You're laughing.
Oh my God!
Don't you feel stupid?
I thought you were kidding.
Burglar on the roof takes a gun. Kind of makes sense.
That's exactly what it was. He thought it was a burglar. He shot him dead, and that's why Santa fell off the roof.
Well, I'm glad the rewrites happened.
Obviously, guns aren't a problem in America, though.
Yeah.
They killed Santa Claus with it. In Lilo and Stitch, that's a Disney or Pixar? Well, it's the same thing, right? Disney owns Pixar.
I think it's Disney,
yeah.
But
it's cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you make that face at me when you said cartoon?
Because we haven't talked about cartoons. It's all supposed to be like death and morbid and this
has been.
Well,
this has been the theme of this episode, hasn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
Just death. And
somebody didn't read over the prep and get us prepared the right way.
I blame you.
I know.
You.
It was me. I didn't read it. It was totally me, actually.
Lilo and Stitch originally had a scene where a 747 crashes through a building.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, yeah, after the 9/11 attacks happened, they changed that sequence before before the movie was released in 2002.
All right.
I was thinking, I was like trying to figure out when that movie came out. I'm like, there's no way that could have happened afterwards. Right. They had to have changed it.
Well, that was why, if I'm remembering correctly, that was why they delayed the Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
right? Because he was swinging off of the Twin Towers
yeah.
at various scenes of the movie, and
oh.
they had to go and either reshoot or redo the... They had to CGI those buildings away.
Great.
Don't laugh, Mickey. It's a terrible tragedy in the history of our country.
And then they changed it where they had like the New Yorkers together like cheering on in Spider-Man.
They added that in, so originally
yeah.
they just were hateful idiots for the entire movie like they are in real life?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Gotta give New York, inject New York love into that movie.
So sad.
I know.
We're ruining Carrie's.
It only gets
week.
Worse. We didn't hit number one.
Well, this is number one.
What could it be?
Judith Barcy, who voiced Ducky in
oh,
The Land
gosh.
Before Time.
Are you serious?
And
wasn't a dinosaur.
She voiced Ducky in The Land Before Time. And Anne Marie in All Dogs Go to Heaven was the voice actress for both of those. She was murdered by her own father in 1988, the year I was born.
Oh, my God. You can't watch these movies anymore.
She was only 10 years old?
Yeah.
What? So they used a kid to do an actual kid's voice.
Yeah, that's unusual.
All right.
Normally it's some adult huffing helium, right?
Mm-hmm. This is freaking awful.
Well, it said morbid.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he killed her and her mother before committing suicide.
Oh, my
Lovely.
Gosh. What?
Jeez. These are...
This is...
Let's
I was expecting... I was expecting, like, oh, it's going to be fun. Like, oh, yeah, like, they were pumping Dorothy full of asbestos. Like, it started
like,
good.
Started off okay.
Yeah, it started off like, oh, yeah, you know, old Hollywood was incredibly unsafe. You know, they also, you know, they fed them radioactive meat or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, very, very funny. Yeah, like, you know, Kevin Macaulay Culkin,
yeah.
you know.
The shaving cream was actually...
Go ahead. I want to know our answer to this.
Anthrax.
Wait, what was that answer? It was actually...
Yeah, the shaving cream was actually whipped cream, and he had a horrible dairy allergy.
Yeah, there it is.
No, it's not like people dying and getting killed and, you know, getting into car accidents, chasing after somebody who stole $50.
Admittedly, when I put that in there, I read the first one. I was like, oh!
How cute.
This is a neat way to look back at old times. Not really.
Yeah, no. No,
that oops. Got dark fast.
It just changed a bunch of these movies.
It's the best of a freak accident. Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
We love our games on A Freak Accident, and I was really excited for the debut of this one, which debuted this past June on the June 9th episode. We have not played it since, but I feel like we might need to rectify that, at least before the year's over. We got to play this again because it was so much fun. You've heard Kara kind of have an interesting way of describing things. We decided to make a game out of that where, well, she'll explain the rules in the segment, but it is our newest game, What is Kara Talking About? On the Best of a Freak Accident. Oh my god, this is the perfect
music
for it too. Now, I'm hesitant to ask this. Kara, would you like to explain the rules of this game?
Sure.
Don't.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. The rules of the game go like this. I'm going to explain a show or a movie, and you have to guess what it is from my explanation.
That's remarkably straightforward.
I know. I didn't think it was going to go that way.
I really wasn't expecting that at all.
We talked about it a couple times already, and I think it like sunk into my mind.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was expecting that to be unnecessarily verbose and overcomplicated, but okay.
No.
All right. So are we going to buzz in with
our
names?
You said that word, verbose.
No, verbose.
You think
verbose.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said verbose, and I was like, is there just a bose? But
do you want to be a part of this game show with me?
So we're going to buzz in with our names. Is that going to work when we know what she's talking about?
If I know what my name is, Yeah, I know. Just say Buzz.
No.
All right, don't. Are you ready?
My name isn't Buzz. It's Crisco.
Yeah. Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Did you know that girlfriend was actually a boy in a wig? Because
yeah, we're already spiraling.
All right, are you ready? The first one is a show.
Okay.
And it's about a girl who talks like... Wait, how to... She talks, hang on. She talks
like this. This is better than I thought. Yeah.
She talks like this. Wait. She goes, oh...
Lazy me.
Go ahead.
I love Lucy.
No.
Oh, if that was right, I would have left.
It's a girl with an accent that talks like, and she goes, she travels around, but she doesn't have any money. And when she talks, she says, oh, I want to get that for me. And she wears sunglasses.
I don't remember. What was the Paris Hilton show?
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
I'm doing a great impression. You're so poor. Or something like that. That's not the accent. You're so poor.
I'm doing it great. No, that's not the accent.
I mean, again, the point of the game is to win. I'm not sure any of us can.
No,
that's the issue here.
I think that was an excellent...
Should we just
What else
tell
goes him? On in this show?
I can't even...
She ends up going to jail at the end.
Spoilers.
And it's based on a true story.
Oh, the thing that just came out on Netflix.
You're so poor. It's the girl from Ozark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I know what you're talking about, and I don't know what the name of the show is.
Well, great. So we got Kara, who can't explain anything, and Nikki, who doesn't know anything. It's the perfect duo.
Why don't you just tell us what that one is?
Inventing Anna.
There it is.
I wouldn't have even known that, but man, that wasn't... I'm thinking like Carmen
Sandiego. It was actually good. It was a good show.
It was.
Okay.
Despite my explanation. All right, the second one. Also, actually, they're all shows, guys. I didn't do any movies.
Okay.
All
right.
So the next one is also a show. And this one is about a family who... Oh, the mom is such a helicopter mom. And...
Lazy E.
Go ahead.
The Goldbergs.
Yeah!
Boom! Oh,
my God. That was really good. All right. The next one...
How else would you explain that?
80s. I would have gotten to the 80s a little bit, maybe. Right. And also about how Barry runs with his arms back like Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what I had locked and loaded for that show. All right, next one. It's a lot of irritating people together.
It's this show.
Freak accident.
Both of us.
And they always are like, you're disrespecting me, and I love you, but you're so disrespectful.
Any of the women, the housewives things?
Close.
I have no idea.
And it's a reality show. Did I say that already?
No.
And it's reality. But, well, reality. And, what else? They get married at the end. Or they get engaged at least.
Oh, Crisco, The Bachelorette?
Yeah!
Ah! Oh! You did it.
I did do it.
All right, guys, two more left.
Oh, my God. My head actually hurts. Like, I've got a headache.
This next one you're going to get.
I need a Tylenol.
Right. Oh, wait. Should I give you the easy clue? No, I'll give you the hard clues first.
Yeah.
The next one is...
Always do the hard clues first.
Okay. The next one is a million years old of a show. Every single person has been on it for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a million years old, but they've been on it for 100 years. It's about...
SNL?
No, but that's a good one.
I was actually going to say Saturday Night Live, yeah.
It's not funny.
Saturday Night Live.
Still the guess is today.
It is... The one guy that's on it talks sort of like this, and he hasn't been on it for a little bit, but now he's going to be back on it. The next clue goes like this. Dun, dun.
Is it Law and Order?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to guess that before you said your name.
Because it goes, that's what got it for me.
Do you know what guy I'm talking about?
No, I
don't
watch a show.
That old guy with the big eyebrows? She's like, Groucho Marx eyes.
She's wagging her eyebrows at me.
You know that guy. And he was also on the show on Netflix with
Frankie and Grace, or Grace
and
Frankie.
Yeah,
I like him. I don't know what his name is.
I like
is.
Him too, but he talks
surprisingly
sort of,
Mickey's
he talks
good
like
at
that, sort of. He talks like this. I don't know what his name is either, he wasn't on, but he's going to be back for this season.
Crisco in the lead with two.
All right, last
Lazy
one.
Lazy E with one.
Mickey with one too, right? Didn't you get
no.
one?
No,
didn't
she
get
didn't
one?
Know the
no.
name.
All right.
I knew what she was talking about.
Mickey's
but I didn't
here
know the
for
name.
The game.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last one.
Oh, boy.
The girl drinks wine, and the kid is nuts like a doll, like a crazy Chucky doll, but you don't know it till the end, and the cops come, and you think it's not real, but it might be real, but it might not be real, and then it is sometimes funny a little bit, because like there's a ventriloquist dummy in it.
This is a TV show?
This was a show.
Goosebumps?
There's a blonde lady in it.
I was going to say Goosebumps. Yeah, no, jeez, all right.
There's a blonde lady in it. She drinks an entire glass of wine that's filled to the very brim like this. And the one and looks out at her neighbor's house a lot. And then the kid is bonkers and sells cookies to her, and she buys all the cookies. There's a guy that works in the mailbox.
Oh, this is the newer show, again, that I don't know the name of, but I did watch it.
Black Mirror?
No.
No.
No, I can't watch that show.
Ah.
I watched
too
one.
Too scurry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's too confusing?
The girl, it's a parody. The girl in
it
the
is a parody.
Window in the girl in the window, the woman in the window with the...
Across the house from the girl in the window or something like that. That. I don't even know what it's called. It's called The Girl in the Window Across the Street from the House of the Girl with the...
Mickey gets a point for that because she kind
of
got
park.
It right.
It has... what's her face in it?
The blonde chick.
The one with the face.
Dax Shepard's wife, who looks like Reese Witherspoon but isn't her.
She doesn't look like Reese.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
I almost said Dunst and Best. and the winner is nobody.
No, Crisco won.
Well, yeah, but you all just sit through it.
You're,
so
bad
nobody...
you're bad explaining this, and
I feel
winning.
So guilty for winning.
Dun, 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 dun,
hey,
dun, dun,
the music
dun,
I've never felt more guilt over winning anything in my life.
I know.
That's enjoy
bad.
It.
Was it as you expected, or should I make it worse?
No,
next
it's
time?
Exactly what I expected, and it was delightful. But I can't. I have an
aneurysm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bleeding behind my eyes.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Women often have insecurities when it comes to themselves, whether it's within relation to each other or as it pertains to their relationships with, you know, of the romantic kind, whether it be with men or whatever. But we have this list. This was from the April 14th, 2022 episode of A Freak Accident. Six insecurities women have that, as long as we're talking about, you know, the way it relates to your relationships with men, men don't really care about. And really, thinking back on this list, I remember when we talked about this. Yeah, there's a lot on this list where it's like, it's stuff that you do that really doesn't bother us all too much. But we go into more detail, and you're hearing it right now on the Best of A Freak Accident.
I should let it be. It's just my insecurity.
And you got to do this with it. You got to put your finger on your ear and then just go, oh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's how you sing.
Okay. Mickey, is that true?
It's a magic button.
Oh,
it is true.
Yeah. Oh, dang, I never knew that. No wonder I'm so awful at singing. I never press it. All right. This is from BuzzFeed. There was a Reddit thread. So it's from BuzzFeed, but it was originated in Reddit. So
this is
double
good.
Trouble, yep. Double dragon, daily double.
Whoa.
Double mint gum. There's a Reddit thread going viral about things women tend to be insecure about because they think these are things that guys care about.
Hmm.
But they might care less than you think.
Oh.
A bunch of men weighed in. Here are a few examples.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This sounds good.
Number one, Kara, you're going to be incredibly disappointed.
What?
Boob size.
What?
She just did like the Valley Girl head wag and finger snap. Even I thought I saw one in
there. Wait, are you trying to tell me that women think guys are concerned about their boob size and they're not?
We're not.
Not really, no.
All right.
She got over that fast.
Yeah, to say it best from one commenter, a good portion of us don't give a crap about that. And he's probably right. Like, in my case, he is. I mean, granted, you know, I'm not going to say that I don't care at all. But honestly, I don't know about you, and I'm just being honest here. I'm a bit more of a booty man than a boob man. So you can get away with having nothing going on in the boob section, but gotta have that booty. Gotta have that booty.
That was nice and clean.
Yeah.
I tried to keep it as clean as possible.
Yep,
while also coming off as perverted as I possibly could. I think I struck a good balance.
Yeah, you hit the...
You agree, though, right? Like, boobs don't really matter all that much.
No, they never did for me.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Can pass. I
mean, cool.
Number two, women are apparently insecure about freckles.
I know girls that are that way. I know a couple redheads that hate it. Because redheads are susceptible to getting freckles a lot.
Yeah, but why? Freckles are awesome.
I don't know.
I think it depends on how many freckles you have and if you personally care about them or not. I don't really care. I mean, I think I have some that are starting to form, but I can't tell for sure if it's a freckle or if it's just like...
cancer.
Skin.
It could be anything.
Or if he's going to die next week. I'm not sure. It's one or the other, but...
It's a worm. You know, it's one of those bot flies that, you know, leave their eggs in your skin and then they burrow in there and you don't find out about it until it becomes a legion.
Oh, you just ruined Kara's night.
Yeah, they have to extract them and they're alive when they come out.
I feel a little sick about that.
Very sorry. Don't puke up all your sugar. No, actually, I think freckles are awesome. I think they're adorable.
I'm neither here nor there with them.
So it doesn't matter to you at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, women are apparently who have them are insecure about them.
Some of them are.
Whether it's a few on your face or lots all over. But a lot of guys think they're sexy. Not something you should feel like you have to cover with makeup. I'm more lean in that direction. I think there's no reason to be ashamed or insecure about them, for
sure.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Some women put fake freckles on now.
Is that true?
There's actual makeup that they actually put it on, like, as part of their makeup routine.
I would like to say I'm surprised. I'm not.
No, you shouldn't be.
Yeah. What about, have you two ever been insecure about boobs?
No.
No. I, not insecure, more just like sometimes I get irritated because, like, things don't fit like I want them to.
Because of the boobs.
I don't even know if it's boobs or if it's just the thickness of my back leading up to my boobs. I'm not really sure if it is actually my boobs.
The thickness of your back leading up to your boobs.
Like, is it the actual boob cup portion or is it, like, the thickness of my torso?
She's got a hunchback.
I'm a little more concerned about my torso than my boobs.
Difficult to know under those circumstances.
Do you guys have opinions on torsos?
Number three is...
She has to think, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, the women's clothing, the way they cut them is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is definitely true.
Yeah.
I can say that. Another thing that's annoyed me, not to sidetrack too much, but women's pants apparently don't have functional pockets.
Yes, they do.
Well, some do.
Some. Others do not.
Wait, actually.
Are you wearing a pair that don't have functional pockets?
These have functional back pockets.
But the side ones are
That's obnoxious.
Then what's the point?
I know. Why even have them on there at all?
I know.
It's like false hope because you're walking over to the clothing rack and you're like, ooh, women's pants with pockets. And you put them on and you go to put your hands in your pockets and just nothing. Nothing
I walk
at
around
all.
Like this with my hands just off to the side when I wear these pants.
You're doing like a weird duck thing? Yeah. Like,
I was laughing earlier today because my manager was actually trying to get her hands in her pockets and she did have fake pockets at the front. She's like, I hate these pants. I can't put my keys in here.
I know it. That sucks.
Yep.
Who would allow that? That just seems like a really filthy, dirty trick.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, like, Hello Nurse found a dress that had pockets in it, and it was like, you know.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it was, again, the best thing that's ever happened in the history of the Earth.
Yes.
But number three is cellulite, stretch marks, and anything else that might be considered a blemish.
Yeah. I know a lot of girls are worried about that. They sell creams for cellulite.
Does that even actually work, though?
Probably not.
It's like caffeine, so basically it just kind of like...
dehydrates your skin.
Yeah, and makes the dimples look not less dimply, I guess.
Because that's really all it's doing is it's sucking the hydration out of the skin
much.
To make it tighter, but it's just constricting. Yeah. It's not getting actually tighter.
Nobody told them that the photo shoots they do are massively edited and the women get covered in spray paint makeup.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you just one soft filter in Photoshop,
sure.
And you can eliminate like 90% of that. But again, from my perspective, I feel like it's unnecessary. Doesn't matter.
Even really skinny people can have cellulite and
stretch
marks and whatever. So it doesn't really reflect your... I mean, if I would be self-conscious about it, if it's in regards to my health, that I'm worried about the fact that because I have this is making me less healthy... Because obviously I'm super healthy with all the sugar I ate today. But I don't think as far as like the look, I don't know. Guys, I don't really do.
I don't care. No.
I don't think Mickey really cares.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you don't care either.
You pay attention to that at all?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Men don't notice them as much as you think. Mm. One guy said he never noticed his girlfriend's cellulite until she pointed it out.
Mm. So. Aw, that's kind of sweet.
It's just not something that I really think about. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's not like I've never gone around with like a checklist of things where like, you know, oh yeah, I have to inspect, you know what I mean? Like when you're going out to buy a used car or something like that, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, the
fresh produce,
yeah, the trim,
checking the peach.
Yeah, the trim doesn't line up on the left quarter panel, you know, it's something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. Number four, body hair. For example, a lot of women would freak out if a guy rubbed their leg and there was stubble.
I probably would have done that early on in my dating times, but now...
Now it's the Amazon.
She's
got a rainforest in the lower quadrant.
It's almost like the hair on my head. No.
She braids it.
your leg hair?
Yeah. French braid it.
Mickey, your thoughts?
What?
What?
Am I supposed to have thoughts
on
this?
Have you ever been self-conscious about having hairy legs?
No.
Do you have hairy legs?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no. I think I actually shaved last night. Because I shaved my head, therefore I shaved my
legs.
So, like, once a month.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, that's about where I'm at.
I got the razor.
Oh,
let's
no.
Just do everything.
I definitely went, like, 2 months because of everything going on.
Yeah.
My hair, I don't know if you saw it the other day, I was like koosh ball.
It was getting
it was bad.
Level,
it was like, okay, I was to the point where I could actually put the short hair behind my ears to get it out of my way. I'm like, this needs to go.
Yeah.
Yep. But no. Insecurities on hairy legs? No.
Mickey, I don't think, has insecurities about anything, really.
I don't think
no,
so either.
I don't care.
Yeah.
anything.
So, horrible sample size for like any kind of study, like asking Mickey's opinion on it is like,
I will say that I would be insecure, not just in front of guys, but in front of myself and of just any people about, and I know most women don't care about this, but underarm hair, I'm not like a big fan of that for some reason. Not just on women. I don't like it at all, but I think men need to have it, but I think it's the underarm. I don't think I like underarms.
You don't like the armpits?
I don't think I like the armpits at all.
You don't like the pits?
Yeah, I think I'm out on the pits completely.
Pits are the pits, according to Kara.
We're getting a shirt made
that
says that.
Is that another one of those chuggy words saying it's the pits? I feel like it is.
No, I think that's from the 50s.
It might be.
The 1950s. The 1850s. Okay, go on.
I was just like, of course the 1950s.
I don't know what
I don't know. Like legs, I don't know. But arm hair? Like, I've known girls who like shave their arm hair, too. And it's like, why do that? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't do that.
Anyway, number five, your face without makeup. Some women would do anything to avoid being seen with a naked face. Yeah, like I honestly, I've never, you know, Hello Nurse very rarely wears makeup. Even when she does, it's usually just very light. Like, she doesn't go overboard with it. And it's like, and she looks great without it.
I mean, I could understand it because obviously doing makeup artistry for so long, I would run into girls that were modeling and they'd ask me all the time because I didn't have time to put on makeup, yet I'm doing their makeup. And they're like, how are you okay with just like coming out here and not wearing makeup? And for the longest time, I was kind of like, I don't get it, but that's what they do for a living, is they're getting made up. They don't know how to look, you know, without their makeup.
Well, you know what's weird, though, and I'll say, like, do you wear a lot of makeup?
Mm-mm.
Not typically, right? I mean,
no.
you do. Didn't you sell it for a while,
though? Sell skincare.
Oh, you sell skincare stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, here's the thing, though, right? So, the two of you don't use makeup. Both of you look fantastic, like, just totally natural. You look great, right?
But, not everyone can look like us, Chris.
I will say this, though, and I don't know how this works necessarily. Maybe there's a reason for it, but like I do see some women who really use a lot of makeup.
Sure.
And then when you do see a picture of them without makeup, and it's like, how can you, like that is a ridiculously drastic difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, and it's like, I don't know how, like, it can be like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not necessarily...
Because highlights and contours are fantastic.
But I guess, like, what I'm saying is, like, is it possible that, like, you let certain aspects of your, like, your appearance go because you're just like, well, I fill that in with makeup to make it
possibly
perfect. Therefore, like, it doesn't look that good on its own. Whereas, like, if you're not really, you know, worried about makeup that much, then you kind of just look normal and fine.
Possibly.
I don't know. It's a weird way,
I mean,
of
makeup,
saying it, maybe.
Wearing
but...
makeup consistently is not great for your skin. Mm-hmm. It's about as good as smoking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're going to do some damage to your skin regardless if you're constantly wearing makeup.
Yeah, you got to figure you're plugging all your pores
right
up.
And even if you use good skincare, if you're using makeup all the time, you're still going to age yourself. It's just part of it.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on makeup?
Proofreader really doesn't wear it. And I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I come home and be like, put on lipstick.
You got to have that lipstick on when I get home, woman.
Look beautiful.
As he like is picking his nose.
Yeah, go on.
And number six, gray hairs. Silver streaks and natural hair color in general are both kind of in fashion right now. A lot of guys wish it was always the trend. I don't have a problem with gray hair at all. It's no big deal.
I don't have a problem with it, but I know a lot of girls that do.
Well, again, I dye my hair like crazy.
Is it just like, maybe it's a shock factor for most girls? Like, I'm getting old, therefore I have gray hair.
I have gray hairs.
I have a lot of gray hair.
I have it in my beard.
I don't like
it. I haven't found one yet. No, wait. I think Murderer found one when he was cutting my hair a couple months ago. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't dyed my hair in a long time,
You're very lucky. Consider yourself very lucky. I color it like crazy.
Yours changes color a lot, too.
Yeah.
Is it a mood?
Yeah, it's a mood hair.
It's never really been like an unnatural color, though. Not that I'm necessarily am against that either, but...
I had blue hair for a little while. Well, actually, not even my whole head was blue, though. It was just like underneath blue for a little while years ago, but I never... After that, I never went like unnatural again. It was always some shade of something that someone would maybe have, but I like to mix it up. And also hide my gray hair. I'm not a fan of gray hair. And it's not because I'm self-conscious about it. It's just because I don't like it. I don't like the look of it for myself.
I guess like that's like all. Personal preference, maybe.
Right?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it does have something to do with insecurity, though. Like maybe there's like a subconscious insecurity there. You know?
Oh, my God. I got it. I already know our next Super Bowl bet. If Tara loses, she can't dye her hair for a month.
That really wouldn't...
A month, no. You'd have to... I think it takes about... I usually get my hair dyed every
would you tell
10
me?
Weeks.
Yeah.
Why would you tell me?
Oh, I don't...
Okay, so here's the thing. If she loses the next Super Bowl bet, she can't dye her hair for a year.
Ooh, guys. You don't want to see that.
I do. Now I have to. Now we have to make sure we win.
And then if we lose, we have to dye our hair gray.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be fun colors.
Yeah, can I, instead of...
Whatever color of the team.
There we go.
Oh, come on, Bengals. Come on, Bengals.
The best of a freak accident. Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
The best of a freak accident rounds off with one of the more ridiculous segments that we did this year. This one was from our March 10th episode. This was a discussion that really quickly got out of hand. It was one of those situations where, like, we kind of started arguing with each other and pointing fingers, and we tried to we have this tendency to, like, make these things more of what they are, really. And this was a classic example of that. Plus, a moment within where Kara just throws the brakes on the entire show in an absolutely glorious way. Does the first body part you wash in the shower say something about your personality? Well, we certainly tried to find out.
Wash my arms, legs, and mouth. I'm going to splash, splash, splash about.
Scrub my feet, scrub my toes, scrub my face.
Yeah. Mickey, this is just instructions for you.
Thanks.
We just want you to know.
Don't forget the part about peeing on your own feet because you're a filthy animal.
I don't pee on the
feet.
You're
supposed to do that.
I don't. I never said to pee on my feet. I said to pee in the shower is fine.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
was Kara.
I didn't say pee on my feet.
You said
I said you pee in the shower. Because for you,
how does that work for you exactly?
Well, it just, I don't know, it comes out, I guess. I don't know. How does pee work? It's good.
Oh
for
my
your...
God, that's the next ICP song.
How does pee work?
Miracles.
Somebody remind me that that's our quote for the post yeah. next week. So this this article was posted in The Sun.
Oh,
all the way up there.
Apparently, if you, depending on which body part you wash first in the shower, it determines something about your personality. Now, we all take showers here, right?
Yes.
Mickey, are you like an exclusive bath person?
No, but I sit in the shower.
Why not just take
really?
A bath then?
Because it takes too long for the tub to fill up.
Why do you have to make everything so weird? Like why can't you just
left it. Why do you? Why?
Nothing is normal with her. No. Nothing is ever normal and straightforward.
No.
I sit in the shower. Like I do a headstand when I take a dump. Like it's always something freaking weird.
Do you sit Indian style?
Sometimes.
In the shower?
Yeah.
What do you do while you're sitting? Like, just hang out? Like,
yep.
Think about things with the shower?
It's my quiet time.
Yeah. I tie my toothbrush to my dog's tail and chase it around, and that's how I brush my teeth.
I brush my eyebrows.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. You asked.
We all... I regret that now so much. So, this article was in The Sun. Some lifestyle expert claims... the spot you wash first might reveal something. So here's what it reveals based on...
Should we find out our spots first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. So, okay, Lazy E?
Yeah.
Hair.
Hair first.
Because I go hair first because when you wash your hair, all the grossness
so, yeah.
comes down.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So then I wash my body.
There's some logic to that. Kara? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my hair also.
Okay. Mickey?
It depends. It's either my hair or my face.
It is hair for me... and head. I do top down. That's for the same reason. Like, you wash your hair, everything goes onto your face then. You wash your face and you keep washing it down the length of your body.
You go downtown.
Feet. Kara goes right from her face to her privates. That's great.
I go...
nose to butthole.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
The Kara story. Nose to butthole.
That's my biography.
Yeah.
My movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's apparently what these things reveal, though, depending on where you start. So we don't start, we may not necessarily start in any of these places, but other people listening to this might. Okay, so apparently if you wash your face first.
Which I do sometimes.
Okay. It means you love money.
Sounds about
right.
Wow.
And might struggle to get along with other people.
Oh!
What?
I don't struggle. I choose not to get along with other people.
I would tell you to hire this person as your biographer, but we know you wouldn't bother paying them because you're obsessed about money.
Wow.
What a waste of expense.
Both of those things apply to about 90% of us, this asks. Yeah, but like, not really. I don't know. Some people aren't Mickey, and they look at other people and they don't immediately despise them.
Well, right now it's right.
Yeah,
this whole thing is
so
spot
far.
On.
Sometimes Mickey starts with the old face. Okay. Number two, your shoulders.
That's a weird place to
start.
Why
would you start with your shoulders?
No, because picture people going in, like especially guys, I could picture them like getting in the shower and getting like the soap and being like, you know, immediately.
Why do we make that face?
And you also hum when you shower.
Yeah, and again, she gave us the caveman meathead voice.
No, I think I was lighter. I don't know. And then soap your hands, then soap your face. Like, that's what I could picture some guys probably doing. And then soap in the head of their body.
Well, what does shoulders mean?
Shoulders mean
oh yeah
you're loyal reliable, devoted, and tend to carry the world on your shoulders. That's why you want to wash the shoulders off first.
What's hair?
I'm getting there.
All right.
Stop being so impatient. All right. Number three, armpits.
Why would you start with the armpit?
Because you're stinky.
Gross.
I don't know. You get in the shower, you get sudsy up, first thing you go to is, I can maybe see that.
Yeah,
you know?
But actually, you go like this.
Nobody can see you, Kara.
It means you're attentive. You might come across as naive and lacking confidence.
Yeah, because you're washing your pits and then your face.
Well, yeah, but soap cleans. It's self-cleaning. It's soap.
Yeah. Okay.
Making
wash
your thoughts.
Wash your butt, then your face.
It's soap.
I'm oblivious. What?
Okay. So,
check
number,
out.
Number four, your chest.
Ooh.
Why that response?
I know. It's
booyah.
That's why I looked to you because
the other one was super tired. Good yeah. idea.
Why did neither of the guys on the show hear chest and go ooh?
Yeah. I had to look to Lazy E because I have nothing. There's just
your reactions made me laugh so hard. I have tears coming out of my eyes.
Why are coming out of your eyes? Where is the tears coming from?
Your nose.
Coming out of my nose.
I got tears coming out of my mouth.
That's drool.
Oh my god! That meal was so good I'm crying out of my mouth! God, you are dumb and happy.
I sneezed out my butt.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, my butt's coughing. You must have a cold. Oh my god.
So what's chest?
Mickey, chest is the upper part of your torso where your pectoral muscles are. That's
thanks,
what's
Captain
chest.
Obvious.
Okay.
He has a cape.
Your chest means you're honest and loyal, but also stressed out a lot. Carry a lot of stress in the boobs.
I need to start doing more ab workouts because my stomach hurts so bad from laughing right now.
We finally come to hair now.
All right.
Okay, so hair. This is all of us now. You ready?
Oh,
well,
boy.
Except for you. Your face.
Well,
face,
it depends.
Face.
hair means you are a hopeless romantic.
What? Nope.
Who's usually immersed in your own thoughts.
Yep.
Also, you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well, ooh! Obviously.
He gives an ooh for that.
Clearly, mine you do. Well.
Smart and sad. Look at that.
Yeah.
Huh. There's nobody sadder than artists.
I'm turning a corner here.
There you go.
I'm just going to wash my hair.
What'll that do for you?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll create art of some kind, I'm sure.
Nobody will bother me anymore.
And finally, it gives one last answer. Random. Why aren't, like, does nobody start with their legs?
Their
nobody
feet.
Does that? Yeah.
Random people.
Maybe.
All right.
Like maybe that's what the random
is, yeah.
Yeah. Or start with butt? Who knows?
They get in the shower, they're like, I gotta start with the dirtiest first place. Place first, whoops.
First place.
If you don't go in a specific order, you're an adventurous person who doesn't like to be bored.
Well,
yeah, you're adventurous. If you're going butt to face, that's... Well, go ahead, Kara. It's soap.
Now you go. You go
itself.
Butt to front part to feet, and then to the rest of your body, then to face.
Well, I mean, are you sliding the soap down your butt cheeks like a credit card? I think you're fine.
Yeah.
How else do you get in there?
I use a loofah.
Oh well, that's different.
See,
I wouldn't go butt
culture.
To face with a loofah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Stuff hangs out on there.
That poor sea sponge.
I know.
Oh my god. This was a fun segment.
Yeah, this is a terrible imagery evoked, though. Terrible imagery.
And with that, we put a wrap on this, the best of a freak accident. And thank you so much for listening. I always like to say that these episodes are really good for new listeners because they kind of give you a really good assortment of segments from around the show in a very long form. You know, we grab from all over the place, you know, because some episodes you might argue are more on than others, but this is a really great blanket look at what the show was like. So if you're new, we hope you enjoyed it. And even if you've been here for a while, we hope you enjoyed revisiting these some of your favorite moments. We do have additional best of episodes actually coming up for the end of the year. We always end the last 2 weeks slash the, basically it's the week of Christmas holiday and the week of New Year's that we take off. But we do best of episodes there as well. If you are a fan of the show and you want to see a particular segment or discussion or something that we did over the last whenever, it could be from any time in the show's history, but if you want to hear it, let us know, freaks@freakaccident.com. We'll be sure to include it in the best of episodes coming up. But that's it for this one. Again, just really quick, thank you for listening. I hope you get the chance to go back and listen to some of the episodes that these segments were pulled from. Again, all of those are available at our website, afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Just click on podcast. Of course, while you're waiting for the new episode to come, which will be coming next week, you can find us on social media. All of our links are in the connect section of the website. Our shop is available at the website as well. We've got two t-shirts right now, the original, which was the Mistakes Were Made t-shirt, and our brand new one, Shaw, is available for you to get right now. I think each is $21.99 plus shipping, which isn't that bad. We're trying to keep the costs as low as we conceivably can using the service that we use. And you can request free stickers in the shop as well. Just give us your mailing address, and we will send those directly out to you. So take advantage of that. And be sure to subscribe to this show so when we do have that new episode drop next week, it'll come right to you. So get on to wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe. And of course, the big thing that helps podcasts is to leave a very good review, a favorable review, high star rating. If you got the chance to leave actual like long-form feedback, like a paragraph, tell people why you love the show, and we would absolutely owe you big time for doing that for us. It really does help more than you might realize. So thank you again for tuning into a best of. We hope that you spent or are spending the Thanksgiving holiday well, that you are safe, that you are healthy, and that you have plenty to be thankful for, because we know we do, you, the listener, being chief among them. So thanks for everything, and we'll see you for these next couple of episodes as we finish out what's left of 2022. Be good to each other out there. Take care. On behalf of A Freak Accident and for Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, my name is Crisco, reminding you that you might think you have it all figured out, and then a freak accident happens. See ya.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio.
Thanks for listening.